A reading from Acts, the 25th chapter, verses 13 through 27. Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix. And when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils as I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss of how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem to be tried there regarding them. But when Paul had appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," said he, "you will hear him." So on the next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Andrew Bartholomew, Alive in Christ Lutheran Church, Big Spring, Texas.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the background story to this text today really stems from Paul being brought before Festus as the Jewish people, both in Jerusalem and all around, were seeking to quiet Paul from preaching the gospel. They could not stand the fact that he was just saying that Jesus is indeed alive, the one whom they killed, and he, Jesus, was brought to life again. And they did not like it. They did not like hearing that. They were losing control of those who were converting to the true faith in Christ. And so they thought they could get rid of Paul. Now, Paul stood previously before Festus, gave the testimony of Jesus Christ, and Festus found nothing wrong. Okay, there's a dispute of theology, as he tells Agrippa. And that's where we're at today, is that in today's reading, is that Agrippa, the king, came to Festus to hear what was going on. And what's up with Paul and why the Jews are upset. And Festus gives the rundown of what was going on. And he ends the passage in which he says, "I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him," the emperor. "Therefore I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indict the charges against him." They found no fault in Paul. They found nothing that he did was illegal or immoral, that he was indeed an outstanding individual, a citizen. And so that we should find comfort in as we conduct our lives. And it also is an example for us as we do proclaim the gospel, as we share the truth of Jesus Christ, that we have nothing to fear when it comes to give an account of our actions before the heads of state. We need to live outstanding lives. And when those who oppose the gospel oppose us and threaten us, we don't have to fear. Because our lives should be exemplary. examples of good citizenship. And the heads of states can't find anything wrong against us. And in our culture today, it is really important for us to see that. See how we respond to the changes in which culture is taking, even if the state is making immoral decisions and condoning immoral activity as upright. But it is also a better testimony for the gospel in how we maintain ourselves and how we conduct ourselves as ambassadors for Christ, like Paul did. And there was nothing that was found in Paul that was warranted death. How are you living your life as an ambassador for Christ? Are you living your life in such a way that is exemplary? Or are you one to cry foul because it's not fair? Jesus told the disciples in Mark 13 that, yeah, we will face these times. And we will be brought before heads of state for the faith that we proclaim, the gospel that we share, and not to fear, not to worry about it. And even if we are mistreated, these things are going to happen. And we have nothing to fear because the Holy Spirit is there with us. And He will give us the words to say that are important. So live your life exemplary of a Christian as a baptized child of God. And when you are called to give answer to your faith, they can't find anything against you except for your faithfulness to the proclamation of the gospel.